This is meeting number 3 for the county commissioners for the month of August. Let's get right to the agenda. Anything on citizens' comments?
Actually, it was a different one for citizens' comments. We had Christy Correll, county assessor, in, and this wasn't an agenda item, so obviously she did speak during the citizens' comments period. Just questions on the county car that they utilize, the ladies utilize for going out to the rural areas and around town when they're reevaluating property and making sure they got everything correct on their books. Been some issues with the car and wondering if there'd be any chance of replacing it. And, you know, bottom line is we just told her, you know, the budget's kind of a nightmare this year and certainly can't promise anything at this point in time. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see how things work out.
That was pretty much it as far as citizens' comments.
Yep, that was it.
So. Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
And we didn't have a whole lot there, so it didn't take much to look at those. So,
property valuation protest hearing?
Yeah, this is another one of those unique deals here. Here we are in August. Typically, we have all of our property valuation protest hearings in the month of July, but this was another unique case, as was last week. This was a case where Douglas Breinig, he has a house just into Red Willow County down by Cambridge. His was an instance where it got caught up in a coding issue on the 6% roll-up last year there. Because of that, he did meet the proper criteria of an extra 30 days to file an extension or a protest here. And his concerns was that he didn't feel his property really compares equally to other similar properties around him. And he just was asking that we take a look at this and see if there's potentially anything we can do. After he'd left, Christy Correll, the county assessor, did run some more numbers for us and give us some ideas what we can look for. So we will have this on the agenda next Monday for either approve or disapprove and get this one wrapped up. And hopefully that'll be the end of the protest hearings for 2020 then. So.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that and a public hearing and adoption of the 1 and 6 year road plans.
Yes, we had David Blau from Miller & Associates in, and you know, it seems like we'd just done this a few months ago, but he's trying to get us on a different schedule that corresponds more with what the state's asking them to do. So we did go through and look at the different projects we had on the 1 and 6 year road plan. One of them was a bridge replacement, which has been done. It was on Road 390 down in the southern part of the county off of Highway 89. That was C-73-185. That one needed to be removed from the list because it is a completed project. Another one that was on the 1 year, we pushed to the 6 year. It was a paving project on Road 719, which, you know, with the cost of these projects, may never see the reality of it, but certainly we pushed that into the 6 year category. And then we got a major bridge structure on the Red Willow Hitchcock County line that's got some large issues that are going to have to be addressed. So we did add a new project. It's located on Road 378, and it actually crosses the main irrigation canal for Frenchman Valley Cambridge Irrigation District there. So moving forward, there will have to be a study done on that and hopefully a cost-sharing agreement between the two. Otherwise, where it is a minimum maintenance road, it may come to a worst-case scenario of considering closure of that road. So there's going to be some difficult decisions ahead on that one, but certainly did add that to the list. Once we'd done all that, we did adjourn from the public hearing and then moved forward in the final adoption of this 1 and 6 year road plan. And because of that, it did require us to adopt a resolution. That was resolution number 1392, book 22, page 72, which basically we did adopt the 2020 1 and 6 year road plan, with all the changes that were recommended and the other projects that were left on it. So got that all wrapped up and good to go.
All right. And that's something you got to go through every year, don't you?
Yep, that's a requirement we have to do each and every year. So just kind of a formality, and obviously you're trying to forecast what kind of projects you need to take care of in the future.
Moving on in the agenda, the approval inventories of all departments.
Yes, these inventories were sent out about a month ago, 3 weeks probably anyway, just for all the department heads and elected officials to review, make sure that they had all the equipment listed properly and the proper deletions and additions that were necessary. So basically yesterday was just a formality of approving all these inventories, and then obviously all three of us commissioners had to sign off on them. So just one of those cases where you get a little extra handwork writing there. So
All right, and then we move on to Suesh on the treasurer on return of collected uncollected distress warrants.
Yes, Sue Wesch was in, Redwood County Treasurer. She this was basically an informational deal yesterday that we put on file. Over the past year, there were 52 distress warrants issued. There were 46 of those were collected, and the amount of collected monies brought in were $41,963.07. The remaining six uncollected, five of those were mobile homes, and one was another property. The grand total of those amount to $503.34. So over the course of the year, did do a very good job on collecting on just about all of those. So certainly always like to see those numbers come in. But Sue presented that to us yesterday, and as we move forward, we'll have final approvals on that in the future here.
Now to the budget hearings with a couple of different departments, starting with first with the health departments.
Yep. As we've been talking the last couple weeks, it's budget time, and over the course of the year, we have had a lot of things happen due to the pandemic and other unrelated or unforeseen things that have happened there. So it is a challenging year, so we're in the process of calling different departments in to discuss their budgets, see if there's changes that can be made. So we kicked it off with the Redwood County Health Department. We had Board President Kevin Potthoff in, and then also Brandy Bird and Pam Klug. We discussed their budget after we'd sent them out, and they returned them. They did make some adjustments and cut some areas that they felt that were necessary, but one item that, speaking with Dan Miller, our CPA and budget preparation person, he felt that maybe they were estimating their revenues a little bit on the low side, so he was asking that we see if they could adjust that from $150,000 to $180,000, which is pretty similar to where we've been. Obviously, there's still a lot of uncertainty as, you know, are they going to be able to perform all the normal clinics and those types of things that they normally would throughout the course of the year. So there was some hesitation on wanting to do this, but in the end, we get them to go along and help us out and bump that revenue side up by that additional $30,000. So that basically makes it so there is no additional tax request on their budget over and above last year, so that's a good sign there. So always tough to work with these people, but certainly appreciated them taking time to come in. Next, then, we jumped into the Fair Board budget. We had a public hearing with Giles Bowman, the new Fair Board manager. He also brought Deb Lafferty in with him, the previous manager. They had also returned their budgets with some additional cuts, but like everybody else, they've suffered a lot of loss in revenue over the past year, and because of that, It's creating some major issues as far as trying to balance these budgets. Once again, they did have a line item in there in which they budget for gifting. It's basically $200,000, so we asked that they take that $200,000 out of the expense side this year just because of the fact that we needed to try to cut some corners here. Also, this was a recommendation by Dan Miller and certainly passed on to us to try to get them to work with us and do so. By doing this, taking that $200,000 out, if there would be a big donation of some kind come in, basically they could accept the money, they just could not spend it until the next time the budget comes around and we redo it there. So that would be a case where they would then have to add the expense back in. So certainly in the end, everybody was hesitant to do that, but certainly we needed to just so we can keep working forward here. So we did get that approval from them, and then finally did approve their budget presented else as it was otherwise there. The next one, we had the extension office in. We had Teresa Thomas, we had Tasha Wolf, and Ben Dutton in. Theirs is pretty cut and dried. I mean, so many of these budgets, there's just not a lot to them. I know our auditor did tell us, you know, extension's one of those that you really only have to fund what you feel you can. But on the flip side of that, if you started cutting the whole budget out, then you're going to be asking people to not have jobs anymore, and certainly don't want to go down that path by any means there. So in the end, they made one slight reduction. They reduced their travel expenses by another $2,000. Originally, it started out at 10. They cut it by 2 when we circulated the budgets back out, and then yesterday they cut it by another 2. So it's actually down $4,000 from what their original estimate was. So with that one change, we approved theirs. And then wrapping it up, as far as budget hearings yesterday, we had Sheriff Alan Kochwire in, not only to talk just about the sheriff's budget, but about the jail also. Some tough topics here. Alan, over the last year, has had a lot of transition in employment. He's got another person that's going to probably be leaving, and because of that, we are asking, or we did ask, and he certainly went along with it, that we try to utilize the staff we have and not replace that additional deputy at this point in time. I know it's going to put a little bit of strain on the department, but certainly feel like that there is sufficient staff within the city of McCook, so they should be able to handle their duties, and hopefully we can, with the one less deputy, concentrate more on just the county issues and certainly keep going in that manner. So we did have him reduce his sheriff's budget by $27,000. And then on the jail side, he had a bunch of equipment, computer equipment figured in. Really unsure when that equipment will be installed. They haven't got all the final bids in. So knowing that this could lead into the next budget, that was originally a $61,000 budget line item. We did trim it down by $40,000. So in the end, we made almost $70,000 additional cuts in the two budgets that he presented. So once we did that, we went ahead and approved his and got that one wrapped up. Budgets itself, I know it's just been a catastrophic year as far as county health insurance. For whatever reason, there was just really no estate settlements of any size that had happened in the county, so our inheritance funds did not grow. There's just a multiple amount of things that have taken place that are just putting us in a major crunch here. And going into yesterday, I know. 2 weeks ago, we were looking at almost 900,000. We had to find cuts for just to get into the restricted fund limit portion of the budget, which is based on the amount of growth. As of yesterday going in, we were at 829. And so, you know, realistically, we've done some changes, but we're still a long ways away. So it's going to be a couple more weeks of some challenging decisions, and certainly we'll be working on them moving forward.
Always your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, and this one's just been more depressing than ever. Right. I mean, usually there's some solutions, but it just seems like every time we take one step forward, we seem to be taking two steps backwards. It's just been a slow process here, but we'll eventually get there. So,
yeah, some more departments to talk to next week again.
Well, at this point in time, we need to have Dan in. He had to go to a couple other counties yesterday. Originally, we wanted him to be on before we had any hearings, but he just gave us some preliminary numbers there. So we need to talk to him, and then the following week we may have some additional ones before we try to get this thing wrapped up. So,
had a few items on the consent agenda as well.
We did, actually. There's five items there. Approving the minutes, that's always a housekeeping matter each and every week. Miscellaneous accounts payable claims, they were $38,472.55. Most of that was disposal costs for items that we've had shipped out of the household waste building and disposed of. Item number three was chairman's signature on a county road occupancy agreement for Vanguard Real Estate Solutions. They are burying a gas line on road 713 between road 385 and 384. Originally, their permit said a 2-inch gas line, but we got notice that it's going to be a 4-inch, which does not change the actual cost of the permit. It just the sizes of the line, but we did approve that. The next item was signature on application for certification for payment on the change order number one for substantial completions for Figgins Construction on the armor coat projects. They come in originally were just over $34,000 for their labor for application on all of our armor coating. Their final costs come in at $33,589.71, which ended up in a reduction of $963.45. So did save a few bucks there, but we did sign off on that so we could get them paid here in the next couple weeks. And then wrapping it up was annual chairman's signature on law enforcement agreement for the Village of Bartley. Village of Bartley agrees to pay the Redwell County Sheriff $3,000 per year for issues in the village itself there that they try to take care of and handle for them. Finally, wrapping it up, then, we had two correspondence items. One was from Nebraska Department of Natural Resources on a dam inspection. This is actually the Shiflet Dam, which is located in the eastern part of Red Willow County. And then the second item, Wardcraft Homes. Last week, we approved a permit for them for a house moving that was going from Minden to Hagler, Nebraska. As they were originally scheduled to move that on the week of August 24th. Now they've moved it back to the week of the 30th because there was some road issues that they were dealing with due to a lot of the recent heavy rains in different areas. So pretty simple item there to approve and move on. So
those home deliveries got to be just a joy to make every now and then, aren't they?
Well, I'm sure they are. I can only imagine. But, you know, they do sell a lot of homes, and there's a lot of them moving across country all the time.
All right. Meeting number four is planning on next Monday, and as you kind of said before, you might use that 31st on for the final Monday, won't you?
I'm sure we will. I need to go from here to speak to the clerk briefly here, so I'm going to probably recommend that we just put that on the agenda next week, saying we will have a meeting on the 31st there. So,
all right. Again, county commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse, and the public is invited to come on by.
Yep, we certainly welcome people to attend. Obviously, with all the pandemic issues out there, we still encourage people to definitely take advantage of all the online services that are available so we can cut the traffic down within the courthouse and try to keep everybody as safe as possible, but certainly do welcome people and want to hear their comments as we need to know what's going on. So.